are here because we believe that we can achieve justice through the Canadian court.
Outside of the Quebec Superior Court in downtown Montreal, supporters of a poor Palestinian farming village located northwest of Ramallah in the West Bank rallied to oppose settlements in the occupied territories. Inside, hearings began as to whether a lawsuit filed by the 1,700 residents of Belin against two Quebec-based companies who were accused of constructing Israeli settlements on Palestinian land could have jurisdiction in a Canadian courtroom. In front of the courthouse, I spoke with a 35-year-old Palestinian farmer and representative from the village about pursuing this lawsuit under Canadian and international law. First, can I get your name and the organization you represent?
I'm Mohammed Khatib. I'm the Belin Village Council and the Popular Committee Against the Wall and the Settlement.
Right, and now what are you doing here today?
We are here to sue the two Canadian companies, Green Park International and the Green Mount International, because of their crimes and building settlements for the settlers in our land, in Belin land.
Now, how is this affecting the villagers of Belin?
It's affected that it's cutting 60% from the land of Belin. And all this land is a cultivated land, the olive trees, the source of life. So it's increasing the suffering of the Palestinian people who are living there, who are already suffering from the occupation since 61 years old, that there is no work, no investment, no new project. So this is the situation.
Now you're here against two Quebec companies. What exactly, what kind of work are they doing in Belin?
They are controlling the land, which is given to them by the force of the power from the State of Israel, which is the occupation forces in the West Bank. And they are building houses, and these houses are exclusive for settlers, for Jewish citizens, for Israeli Jewish citizens. That's the only who can live. Live in this settlement, and they are not only building and selling, and also they are making streets, they are making cities, you know. They are also doing a crime through their registration here. When we investigate how they register, also they are doing crime, but it's not our subject. But we see that they are breaking the Canadian laws, not only the international laws, but also the Canadian laws. And they are registered here, so the law of Canada is working on them.
And what are you hoping to accomplish here at the Superior Court?
We believe in the judge. We believe in the Canadian justice. And we know that Canada is one of the most justice places in the world, and it's from the free world. And we hope that they will deal with this issue, and they will give us our right back. We hope.
Also, a Palestinian teacher from Belin named Abdullah Abu Rahma addressed the crowd about living all his life under Israeli military occupation, and about how life in his village has changed since the construction of a wall separating Palestinians from Israelis.
We are coming to Canada, to Montreal, to ask about freedom, about our land, about our rights, our justice. We need to live without a problem, without wall. We need the wall. This wall separates between us and between our land, our schools, our hospitals, our friends. We don't want this wall.
Mohammed Khatib then reminded everybody the reasoning for this public battle against Green Park and Green Mount International, the two companies accused by the village of committing war crimes for building on their land.
The decision was from the village of Belin, with the assistance of our lawyer, to come here because we don't want for our children to live as we lived, and we want for them and for the Israelis' children to live in peace and justice. The future of our land is more than our health. So because of that, we want to come here to return and to have our right back, which is taken from us by forces.
At the Quebec Superior Court in Montreal, I'm Adam Bema.